Yes, sir. Safe in His arms.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Safe in His
arms. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
The water's right open. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right, that's yours. It's good to be see all of you here this morning. And we don't want to waste too much of your time. We want to get into the Word of God. In the book of Jeremiah, I think you have on your hand that Jeremiah chapter 17. We're going to read those verses in your hearing. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 1 through 18. We want to thank all of you that are joining us by podcast. Some of y'all are joining on the website live stream. And we are glad to have also all of you that have gathered with us at the sanctuary this morning. God is good.
Yes.
Amen. Blessed us
Amen.
With so many avenues
yes.
to share His word. Amen. Amen. We want you to have every avenue available.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we thank Gabby for trying
Come
on. to conduct all of us. Amen. Amen.
Good God, good God.
All right, well, praise the Lord. Let's read this here. Jeremiah chapter 17. The sin of Judah is inscribed with an iron chisel, engraved with a diamond point on their stony hearts and on the corners of their altars. Even their children go to worship at the pagan altars and Asherah poles, beneath every green tree and on every high hill. So I will hand over my holy mountain, along with all your wealth and treasures and your pagan shrines, as plunder to your enemies, for sin runs rampant in your land. The wonderful possession I have reserved for you will slip from your hands. I will tell your enemies to take you as captives to a foreign land. For my anger blazes like a fire that will burn forever. This is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength and turn their hearts away from the Lord. They are like stunted shrubs in the desert with no hope for the future. They will live in barren wilderness and in uninhabited, salty land. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by heat or worried by the long months of drought.
Come on now.
Their leaves stay green. They never stop producing fruit. The human heart is most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve. Like a partridge that hatches eggs she has not laid, so are those who get their wealth by unjust means. At midnight, they will lose their riches. In the end, they will become poor old fools. But we worship at your throne, eternal, high, and glorious. Oh, Lord, the hope of Israel, all who turn away from you will be disgraced. They will be buried in the dust of the earth, for they have abandoned the Lord, the fountain of living water. Oh Lord, if you heal me, I will truly be healed. If you save me, I'll be truly saved. My praise are for you alone. People scoff at me and say, what is this message from the Lord you talk about? Why don't your predictions come true? Lord, I have not abandoned my job as a shepherd for your people. I have not urged you to send disaster. You have heard everything I've said. Lord, don't terrorize me. me. You alone are my hope in the day of disaster. Bring shame of dismay on all who persecute me. But don't let me experience shame and dismay. Bring a day of terror on them. Yet bring double destruction on them. Amen. All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This morning, I want to talk about fire the liar. Y'all get that?
All right.
Fire the liar.
All right, okay.
Move the liar from their position. Dismiss them from their position in your life.
Okay.
Pretty soon we'll see who or what the liar is.
All right.
Let's get into the Word of God. Now, it starts out in verse 17. It says, the sin of Judah. Now, Judah, you remember there was a division in the kingdom of Israel. 10 tribes went north. And they were continually known as Israel. Two tribes went to the south and formed the southern kingdom, tribe of Judah and Benjamin. So then when we say Judah, we're talking about those two tribes in the south. As we look at our lesson this morning, Israel, 100 years before, had been conquered. And they are now in exile. Amen. Now, when some of them saw Israel headed in the wrong direction, they went down and joined Judah. So there's a few of those 10 tribes that were north. Few of those, when they saw the northern kingdom headed in the wrong direction, they came down and joined Judah. But mostly, it was just the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin. Alright? So when I talk about Judah, I'm talking about those two tribes.
Right.
And then it says, now, the sin of Judah is inscribed with an iron chisel, engraved with a diamond point on their stony hearts and on the corners of their altars. It's talking about, think about the scripture that he's using of somebody taking a chisel or a stone and engraving a stony heart. You know, once you engrave something, and the reason why you engrave something is because you want it to stay there, to be there permanently. So it's saying that Judah's heart, amen, and the heart, the sinful heart, really, the sinful heart of everyone is a permanent situation.
Wow.
Sin permanently in our heart. Now there's a solution when Christ comes back and we are transformed. But until then, we're going to have to deal with sin.
Right.
But not only is it a permanent, but I'll say, come on back. Sin has a transference. It don't just stay with you.
Right.
Parents, it don't stay with you.
Right.
It spreads. It's right there.
Right.
Number two, even their children go to worship and their pagan altars and have them pulled beneath every green tree and on every high hill.
Right.
So it don't just stop with the adults. It's passed on to your children.
Right.
That's why, so parents, when your faith needs to be passed on to your children.
Yeah.
It's hard to pass on something you don't have, though.
Amen.
So often sin is passed on to your children. Now, if you want to pass on what they really need, that faith, then you need, you know, the way we used to do it, I know the new parents don't do it like this. But the way we used to do it, is when the parents go to church, You may be real good. Like most of us are real good at church. We're real good at church. We put on our church clothes and our church attitude and our church action.
Right.
But when there's a difference in the way you are at church and at home, and your kids can see the hypocrisy and the inconsistency. As soon as they can get out of your house.
Come on now.
But the church didn't help you. So why should they waste time?
Yeah.
That's
true.
Amen.
I got to move on. Y'all thank you.
That's it.
Very good.
That's it.
But not only is there a transfer, but I want to also tell you that sin not only has a transfer, but sin has consequences.
Yeah.
Right, preacher, it's true.
Right.
Amen.
But sometimes I notice when you look at TV shows, sometimes there are TV shows that got a lot of sin, but they don't show you the consequences.
Right.
And you get to think that people can sin without having consequences to their sin. So I will hand over to you. This is Israel. God will bless Israel or Judah to be in a promised land, in the land that he promised them. And look, he says, so you know the land that I gave you? You got the holy mountain, Mount Hermon where the temple is. He says, so I will hand over my holy mountain along with all your wealth and your treasures and your pagan shrines as plunder to your enemies. And well, since you don't want to obey me, since you want to worship idols and be bought in idolatry, all that I blessed you with in a promised land, I'm going to show you that I can hand all that over into the hand of the enemy because you want to obey God and you want to go out and worship other gods that are not really gods at all. The wonderful possessions. Has the Lord blessed you? He said, the wonderful possessions I have reserved. They're reserved for you. It's like a reserved ship. Can't nobody get it because they got the possessions that have your name on it will slip from your hand.
Lord have mercy.
And I'm going to tell you, enemies to take you as captives in a foreign land. For my anger, but it's like, God is upset. God is upset with Judah. Number one, Judah should have looked at and learned from what happened to Israel, the northern nation. And it should have been a lesson to them to turn from the idol worship and back to the true and living God. But they sometimes, it's strange, you can look at how sin has impacted somebody else's life, and one way to be wise is to learn from them before you go through. But we'll see somebody else going through the same thing, and we won't turn from our sin. So it's the transfer and also consequences. But now, then also, I want to talk about putting two types of trust and two types of freedom. I'm going to get to my point in a minute. Y'all got to stay with me. I'm leading you into it. This is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength, and turn their hearts away from God. Let me tell you what's happened. King Jehoiakim had been put on the throne by Babylon. But he was like a vessel king. And when Babylon, another day, had put him on the throne, so in order for him to stay in power, they had to pay taxes to Babylon. So Jehoiakim got tired of paying taxes. But Jehoiakim said, I'm going to go over to the other superpower and make an alliance with Egypt. And Egypt can come with us and we can overthrow Babylon rule in our land. And we can have freedom from Babylon. We're not paying these taxes no more and we can just keep on doing what we do. But listen to what the Lord is saying. He said, okay, Because Jeremiah is preaching.
Right.
And it says, know Jehoiakim, God is going to use Babylon to discipline you. God is going to use Babylon to bring you down to where God can use you because you've been worshiping
idols. Yes, okay, yes, okay.
But there's Jehoiakim in the heaven. So, he said, what you need to do, Jehoiakim, is surrender to Babylon.
Okay.
Joseph said, no, no, I'm not going to surrender. Because I'm going to align myself with Egypt. And what he was trusting in me.
Yeah.
Rather than trusting in what God and God's prophet had said, he decided to trust in his alliance with Egypt. Y'all with me so far? Stay with me. And then he had prophets who said the same thing. Jeremiah was a true prophet who said what the Lord would have them say, but he had other prophets that he went to. And they told him what he wanted to hear. Oh, yeah, y'all hear me? And how you going? Yeah, God's going to bless us. Let's go to Egypt. And we'll be able to overthrow Babylon's power. And we'll win. But Jeremiah said, no, it's not going to work. If you keep on, amen. Now, God is going to use Babylon to discipline you. The best thing to do is just surrender. It'll be easier on you if you surrender. If you don't surrender, it's going to really be terrible. You know how terrible it was. You don't know, look over the book of Lamentations. Lamentations written by Jeremiah also.
Yes.
And it shows all the horrible
things
that happened when they wouldn't listen and decide to trust in man and lying prophets.
My God.
Y'all with me so far?
Amen.
Decide to trust man and lying prophets. And he said he got so bad, body was just littered. The whole land was littered with bodies. And the famine was so bad that mothers ate their children.
Yes, right, yes.
Because Jehoiakim wouldn't listen to God. He listened and trusted in me.
My God.
Y'all with me so far now?
My God.
I want you to get that feeling now. Alright. By this is what the Lord said. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere human, who allow human strength and turn their hearts away from the Lord. You don't trust in God, because God has sent you a message to a true prophet.
Yeah.
But now you want to get somebody to tell you what you want to hear. Since that they are like stunned shrubs in the desert. They're like a little tree out in the desert. All scrawny, ain't no kind of vegetables or flowering on it, just a out in the desert
age.
They will live in a barren wilderness in an uninhabited and salted land. Oh, but seven says. Now that's those that trust in man,
yes.
Trust in human. But I'm glad there's a book.
Yeah.
But blessed are those who trust in the Lord,
yes,
and have made the Lord their hope. In their confidence.
Yes.
Oh, hey, some, when you trust in the Lord, see, you're cursed when you trust in humans.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And notice, not only are you trust when you trust in humans, but you trust when you trust in you, man.
Amen. Amen.
Don't trust even yourself. And we're going to see that a while ago. We're going to see that in a few minutes. I'm trying to get to where I want you to look. They are like stunned shrubs. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. Listen, what is it? They are like trees,
yes,
planted by the water. Amen.
Yeah.
Such trees are not bound by heat or worried by long months of drought.
Yes.
The leaves stay green and they never stop.
Amen.
God will bless you in the desert.
Yes, he will.
Oh, when you trust in God, God will bless you when you're in a place where than humans?
Come on.
You got a conflict coming with him. You're going to be in a barren, and you'll have no productivity. You're not going to have any fruitfulness. You're not going to be successful.
Right.
But if you trust me,
yes. Oh,
when the economy is down,
Come on now.
You're blessed.
Yes.
When the stock market go down,
yes.
You're blessed.
Yes.
In the pandemic,
blessed.
You're blessed.
Yes.
Oh, what the hell when you're in here? Amen. That's the amen. Even though the economy down, stock market is down, Dow Jones down, don't you know? I already told you. Amen. If you bring it,
come on.
If you just bring in the tithe, I'll open up the window of heaven.
Yeah.
And pour out blessing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't you worry about it. My God is able.
Yes, he is.
To supply all your needs.
Yes, he will.
Come on, well, I'm going to run out of money. I always had a reason.
Yeah.
And when all the other big banks run out of money, God said, she got riches in heaven.
Yeah.
I got more riches in heaven, and they never.
Yeah.
My riches in heaven.
Yeah.
Never run dry.
Yeah.
Oh, but
never run out.
Yeah.
Oh, amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, never run out.
I wish I had a witness in here.
Yeah.
You don't get money from places that you don't know where you're
going. Right.
You gotta watch your heart.
Right, right.
Your heart is a liar.
Yeah.
Jeremiah dropping jewels. And one of the jewels, I thank God, as he speaks through Jeremiah, trying to drop on us, is that your heart, your reasoning, your way of thinking, your beliefs are sometimes lies. They're not real.
Mm-hmm.
Most salesmen, I know I've been a salesman before, most salesmen have to use deceit.
Mm-hmm. Right? Sure. Amen. Amen.
That you have deceit to.
Right?
To be a good salesman. There are salesmen that don't use deceit, but majority of them, especially those that don't trust in the Lord, have to use a little deceit.
Sure.
To be a good salesman. That's a lot of things. But you know, the best salesman and the one you have to always watch out for, because he can sell anything to you, the best salesman is you.
Amen.
You can sell anything to you, mm-hmm, because you're the one to buy.
Right, right. That's real.
I hope y'all can understand what I'm
saying.
Because you know you better than anybody.
Right.
Read why sometimes we find ourselves in places that we thought we'd never be.
My Lord.
In situations that we've been in before, and we were there before, we said, hey, I'm not going to be back. If I hell, Lord, if you get me out of this, I'm never going to come back here.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Lord have mercy.
Tragic and uncomfortable situation. Often the reason why we make those decisions is because we're lying to ourselves.
Yeah.
Amen. You ever lied to yourself?
Amen.
We lie to ourselves.
Yeah.
We believe, and then we believe what we thought.
Right.
I don't know about you.
Come on.
But I lied to myself.
Amen.
Read it now.
Yeah.
You know, when you go get that credit card, I said to myself, I'm just going to use it for emergency.
Yeah. Oh.
Right.
It's pricey.
Right.
Ow.
And I'm going to pay it off every month.
Yeah.
Because I know I had one before.
Yeah.
And I'll use
it. Come on.
And where I got
it. Yeah.
Where I got them. I'm saying this time, Lord. See, when you know your strength and your weaknesses, when you know your strength and your weaknesses, if you know you've been to this, if you know you messed up in that same spot with that same issue, don't lie to yourself and say you're better now. You got to realize that's a weakness that you cannot.
Right.
Hey, so y'all start looking at it. Think of a nigga with a romance move.
Come on,
Not lying to yourself.
That's what we do, sir. That's what we do.
He hit you.
Yes.
Black in the eyes.
And
you said, oh, well, it's my fault.
My Lord.
It's my fault. If I wouldn't ask him to put gas in the car when you was tired.
Wow.
He wouldn't have hit you.
Wow. Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Quit lying to yourself.
Yeah.
He hit you when you ain't asking for nothing. You know what to.
Right.
He hit you when he had a bad day on the job.
Right.
Jesus. Scriptures teach me. God's word says, as a single person, I'm supposed to be with another believer.
Right.
Gonna be believers and believers because
right.
That same thing comes.
Sure.
We're on the same road. Same move, but
yes.
I think I can change.
Wow.
He needs somebody to witness to him.
Wow.
Tell him about Jesus.
Don't do it.
In the relationship, I can tell him about Jesus and learn about Jesus. He'll come to church.
Right.
You feel like, yeah. is all right.
Amen.
You know who to call.
Yeah, you know who to call. Amen. And who not to call.
Yeah. If you want to do something that's not scriptural,
right.
You ain't gonna call no Bible believing person that.
Right,
a strong Christian? Oh no! You won't find somebody you used to know out of the church. Say, man, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Tell me what you think about it.
Yeah.
Somebody ain't got no kind of Bible knowledge. Because you won't be able to confirm that what you're doing is right. In other words, you're looking for somebody to lie to you, but you already lied to yourself. And you need somebody else to lie to you so you feel better about the lie you told yourself.
Right. Yeah, preacher. Yeah. Amen.
That is it.
Yeah.
Woo!
Jeremiah is saying through this lesson, fire the lie. You got to fire yourself. You got to fire those that have been lying to you.
Amen.
Your evil heart has been reigning in your life with the way he thinks or she thinks.
Right.
Their beliefs. They've been reigning. They've been king of your life.
Yes. Amen.
And you've been listening to them. And look at where it got you. So it's time you say, you fire. You got to fire your own self.
Yep.
If you've been deceived, eat all your life, you got to fire yourself.
Yep.
But look at the mess you made of your life.
Amen.
Once you see what sin has done to you, you'll say, yes, I'm going to fire myself and all the folk.
Amen.
That's been, amen, helping me and supporting me in my wrongdoing.
Right.
Then I'm going to fire them too.
Right.
I ain't calling no more. Ain't asking them no more.
Right. Yeah.
That's why in the first song, he said, blessed the man. And then he said, he don't listen to sinners.
Right.
He don't listen to them folks that confirm it. The reason why he's black is because he won't listen. He doesn't listen to people that support wrong. You know where he go for the truth? In the light.
Right.
In the law of the Lord.
Yeah.
And in his law.
Right.
Does he meditate? Yeah. I mean, he delights in it.
Yeah.
The word. See, most of the time we gradually read the book. Pastor, read 10 chapters.
All right.
See, if I get about a chapter and a half, and then you get about half a full chapter, you'll fall asleep.
All right. Amen.
But this book. He said this blessed man was into God's truth because he was learning so much about how to live in a way that you will be blessed.
Yes.
So he delighted, oh, let me find something else that I need to do in another way, because every time I look at the book, I see different ways, different things I can do to live a more blessed life.
Yeah,
so I just enjoy finding out these things on how to live a better life. So he said, enjoy and get to the word of God.
Yeah.
And he said, this man shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and whatever he do shall prosper. But the ungodly, the one that listens to the song and the sinner and the ungodly, he shall not be good. He shall perish.
Yeah. My Lord. My Lord. Listen to the
liar. That's why I'm telling you, fire the liar. Fire the liar. Because if not, the liar is going to bring you down.
Amen.
Fire the liar or your consequences are going to be down.
Amen.
Stop lying to yourself. Sometimes when you're lying to yourself, lie a lot. Or sometimes we say a thing and I lie. You see how foolish it sounds. I almost said the wrong word. Sometimes we say it out loud.
Yes, my God.
I remember I was asking Cheryl a question about something. Then Cheryl didn't hear me because she said, what's that? Oh, I'm sorry. But when I thought, I said, oh, Lord, that didn't even sound right. I'm glad you did it, but whatever I was going to say, right? That didn't even make sense to me. I got to talk about it. So sometimes when you try to make a decision,
that's real.
Or when you know it's an area of the week and you do the mess up before, say it out loud.
Right.
It's all now. That don't even sound right. That's why you have to watch what you hang around.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Need some people
Amen.
That's going to call you out.
Yes.
When you're heading in the wrong direction. That's right. We want folks that's going to agree with you.
No, no, no.
But we want somebody to say, you know, hey, that's why you know when we, you know how it is, you know, y'all know how it is in the Baptist church when it comes to business meetings. And you got two different things, two different ways. You always going to go and call everybody that's on your side.
Yeah.
So you trying to get a confirmation. So what you going to bring up the middle. Woo, I was sad with it. You come, yeah. You if they ain't confirming you, then yeah. You don't want to talk to them. Right. Cause you know they ain't gonna be right anyway.
Right.
Woo! Lord have mercy. Let me tell you, that's enough. That's enough.
Amen.
Fire the liar that's been lying to you, and maybe you gonna keep finding yourself back in the same place over and over and over again. Get somebody that's going to tell you the truth.
Amen.
Yeah.
Even though it hurts. Amen.
Get somebody going to tell you the truth.
Amen.
That can humble you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And really get into the Word of God. But one thing you can always depend on, telling you the truth, in the Word of God.
Amen.
It's true. It's true yesterday. It's true today. And it'll be true forevermore. Stay by the Word. And you can tell when you're lying to yourself.
Amen.
But when you're lying, you take the Holy Spirit in there, you know you're lying.
Amen.
It'll bring scriptures to your remembrance.
Right.
That you don't even want to remember.
Right.
The Bible said it. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you still ain't gonna be.
Yeah.
You say, well, maybe there's a different way to interpret. They have a bad interpretation. They didn't really mean that. You know, the Bible all when it's something we want, you know. We'll take something all out of context. That's not even your mail. You don't really got your neighbor mail. You say, oh, I want to get blessed, so you don't even read your mail. You read your neighbor mail. That was meant for somebody else. That was scripture in the Bible for somebody else, Israel or Jewish. It didn't mean for you as a Christian. You go get that down on me, but make sure you keep that in that context.
Yes,
Amen.
Then Jeremiah goes and says, Lord, I want to be faithful. I want to be a faithful share of your word. And I want you to protect me from the enemies.
Yes.
Because they've been saying, you've been telling us over and over again, Jeremiah, what's going to happen? It ain't happened yet. It ain't happened yet. It ain't happened yet. But when it happened, that's why Jeremiah was crying. We can probably be crying because he knew it was going to happen.
Lord have mercy.
And he knew how terrible it was going to be.
Lord have mercy.
But nobody would listen. They listened to the lies. The door, Zedekiah, they said, fire. All the false prophets.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what he ended up happening to him? Because the king of Babylon was Nebuchadnezzar.
Ah.
And Nebuchadnezzar, whenever he conquered a nation,
he'd
take the king and put the eyes out.
Yeah.
And Nebuchadnezzar had a jail full of kings.
Right.
So anytime he had trouble out of another king, they'd say, come on, let me show you something. Look at all these other kings that didn't listen to me.
No eyes. Yeah. Yeah.
This is what happened to you. And that happened. Zedekiah. The door, because they listen to lying prophets rather than God. They put their trust in the lying prophets rather than trust in God. So you're going to live obedient to God? I just going to keep lying to yourself and saying everything's all right? They haven't lived like this, ain't no consequences.
Lord have mercy.
But God, sometimes you think, man, the prophet of God has been good to you, merciful and kind.
Yeah, patient, long-suffering.
You can get all kinds of crazy stuff in those keys.
Yeah, it's true.
Today I drive.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing out to me.
Yeah.
I've been driving drunk for years.
Jesus.
Ain't never ran into nobody. I drive better drunk than I do.
My God.
He messes
messing up. Keep messing up. Keep messing up.
Amen.
Only reason why you're still alive, still moving is because, amen, God been good to you.
Amen.
And mercy. It's taking angels around. And all the time you fell asleep, those are angels at the stern for you. But the way of time is, God gave you another chance. So I can preach to him again. I'll preach to her again. And maybe if I can wake up and put on the right road. But I got a plan and a design for your life. And I don't want to die before you reach the plan. God has been patient with you. It ain't written across your foot line because you got away from the wrong. God has been patient.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Fire. Grace and mercy.
The light.
Yeah. We got other things to do in your life. Fight a lie in your life. Don't let the lie ruin your life.
Yes.
And all the blessing that God has in store for you go to somebody else.
My God.
Jesus. And I'm glad I want everything that got my name on it.
Amen.
Yes. So I'll follow you. I ain't listening to this other nonsense.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to get what up song for some of you here. Maybe you've been lied to.
My God.
You don't know Christ, but you think you lived a good enough life. Oh, I've been good enough. God won't let me in heaven. I go to church sometimes. God won't let me in heaven. I'm better than some other people. God won't let me in heaven. You need to fight a lie. There's only one way, and that's to put your trust in Jesus, the one that died for you on Calvary's cross.
Yes.
And rose 3 days later. He can change your life.
Yes, he will.
He can change your whole
life.
Will.
Yes, he will.
And make you brand new. As we listen to the song, pray that if anybody don't know Christ, we'll meditate upon it. Make the decision to come to Christ. And also, we're getting ready for the Lord's Supper. So while the song is being played, you can also gather up those things you need for the Lord's Supper. When the song is over, we'll finish with the Lord's Supper. Thank you.
teach first Sunday, and some churches do more than first Sunday, but the meaning of it is really what's important. It helps us. It's a time that we remember what our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is certainly the Christ, who rose on the third day from the grave. It's what he commanded us to do. It's an ordinance that he gave us to do. It's a way of remembering how much he suffered for us. How much he loves us. How kind he is. What a great God we serve. That will love us like that. If God, we were worth dying for. Man, it's horrible treatment. He tossed on over to the cross. Excruciating pain and suffering. And him being the Son of God could have put a stop to it at any time. To call for legion of angels. But he went through it because of his love for you and me. What a great Savior we have. Who sacrificed his life for us. Us, the ones with the deceitful hearts. Us, the ones with the sinful hearts. Because he wanted to give us an opportunity for a new heart. Oh, God. What a wonderful God we serve. And that new heart is available as we come to him today. So this is what we want to remember. He said, each time I'm not only doing it, not only do we remember what he does, but it's a time for self-examination. We examine ourselves. None of us is time for perfection. If you examine yourself as one, you find out, hey, I'm perfect. That's a deceitful heart talking. That's not true. Amen. Because all I've seen, it comes short of the glory of God. But this is the hand of God. Bring to my consciousness, to my awareness, the areas you want me to work on. In the upcoming days, God, forgive me for the thing that did last month, other times in my life. Give me strength and empower me to overcome. I know you said I have victories with you, and I'm more than a conqueror because of it. So, God, allow that to come to fruition in my life, and I trust you in the upcoming days. So this is the time. Let us sound about wherever you are in the saints, wherever on the podcast or viewing the live stream. Let's get to God. Spend a couple of moments with God. Share those things with him. And open your heart to his response. God, part of the victories that you've given us also. We want more victories now until we are totally submitted. Now realize what these elements represent. The bread, the body of our Lord. And the vine represents his blood that was spilled for the remission of our sins. And as we partake of this bread and this drink, whatever you have, and so you may not have the exact same things, if you got some type of bread or cracker or whatever, and then some kind of drink, it'll represent this until maybe next month you can have something similar. We use the old grape juice and the unleavened bread. But these things are symbols. His body, that was given for his blood, that was given for our mission. As we take this, the only reason we can faithfully live the Christian life is by your power, your mighty living force. With that in mind, now take eat and then drink. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you so much for joining us, whether you're here in the building. Are you listening to us on the podcast?
Amen.
Or are you looking at us listening on the live stream, on the website. Amen. Thank God for joining us this morning. And thank all those that work behind the scenes to make all these things happen.
Amen.
So we so appreciate you for coming out. You had a great time. As you go home, remember this week. Because the Lord's going to show up.
Yeah.
And you got to keep telling him he's fired. Because he still want to work for you.
Yeah.
But then all, I heard somebody new. Because he loved me so much he died for me. And I know you're always sitting with you. You get in the word of God. Tithes are often the tithe box is on your way out. You want to drop it in. Now, as we leave, if you want to say, as we leave, let's try to maintain our 6 feet apart. So we want to go out one hour at a time. Starting at the back, working your way up. You start at the back, Robin, when you leave, come back in. I know what you got to do. And then this side here, one at a time, at least 6 feet between you. And let's go out and try not to. Until you get outside, I suggest you wouldn't get over amen. But if you're in the same car, you want to get somebody else at Emily, both of y'all at Emily and I, but get another cat. But try to keep space of people you don't know if they're here or not. Or you don't have here or not. All right, so we're about ready to leave. We'll get our benediction. Let's stand for our benediction. The white container on the table is where we leave our offering if you have one. If you have not, we'll see us so glad that you're here today. Lord, we thank you again for everything that's happened. We want victory. We want victory.
Amen.
We want to live according to truth. For it was real. We know, God, until the day that you come back and take us, there's always going to be sin that resides in us. But we don't want it to reign.
Right.
We don't want it to reign. We want you to reign.
My God.
We want you to reign, God. Keep that resides in us. I'm going to have victory over the way. Obstacle ahead of God. That's what we want. That's why we pray to you and depend on you. So we can do better for this weekend. From now on, God, as we surrender and trust. We want to trust in you because we want to be like that blessed person. That's been like a tree beside the rivers. Well, blessed even in the drought. That's what we want to be. So we can glorify your glorification. Thank you for the time you spent with us corporately.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Long
we'll spend time with you individually.
Yes.
Thank you for the time we spent with you corporately. For the blessings that we've got to speak. Not only him was able to keep us and present us without fault before our Father's throne. We love God our Father, the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. Sweet men of the Holy Spirit, restful in the Bibles. Now and forth and forevermore. Let's say three times.
Amen. 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 Amen.